Dozens of art organizations and historic sites in the Philadelphia region are collaborating on a series of exhibitions of contemporary art exploring the history of American craft. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports Radical Americana has alternative perspectives on America's 250th birthday.
One of the most iconic cartoons of the Revolutionary era was a snake cut into 13 parts with the phrase, "Join or die." Jennifer Zwilling has her own take on that idea.
I like to say we unify and amplify.
Zwilling is a curator at the Clay Studio, which pulled together 24 organizations across the city to collaborate on a series of exhibitions called Radical Americana.
We in the art world know how impactful 1976 and the bicentennial was with refurbishing of historic houses and infrastructure projects and so much attention to Philadelphia's arts and culture. And we didn't see that coming from the city government or the federal government, so we decided to do it ourselves.
One of the participating artists is B.A. Harrington. She's a woodworker who has a show of reimagined antique furniture at the Museum for Art and Wood. She says she is approaching the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence with trepidation.
I don't know what we're celebrating here. At the same time that we're celebrating the 250th anniversary of this democracy, it feels like there's an unraveling of it.
She says Radical Americana gave her a way to engage positively with the national anniversary.
This like focus on American history, craft, and making things, that it was like, okay, yes, we do have something to celebrate.
The main hub of Radical Americana is the Clay Studio in Kensington, which is exhibiting work by Roberto Lugo. He's known for making ceramics in historical style while infusing them with imagery from hip-hop, graffiti, and black history. His show, called American Crib, includes a traditional Puerto Rican guitar called a cuatro. His father made it out of spare parts, and he carved in the headstock an American eagle and a Puerto Rican flag.
My grandfather loved the American flag and the Puerto Rican flag, so my dad would always put all those things together for him.
The cuatro is a treasured object, even though Lugo says he doesn't actually play it.
I play a little bit, but like honestly, the cuatro, and this isn't in tune either, the cuatro is play puntia, which is sort of like more finger picking. It's not like something you strum, you know? And I actually grew up in the 90s where I loved Nirvana. The way I learned guitar is playing Nirvana riff. But my father, he'd never play in front of people, but he's incredibly talented as a musician, yeah.
Radical Americana opens in various locations this month and next and runs through the summer. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.